program as well. Thank you, Rick. Is Laura with us now?
Hi, thank you for holding, Mike. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Another day. Time just flies now, doesn't it?
It does.
Yes, yes. And I see here as well, let me take a look here. You've been in business for quite some time, 34 years, is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, congratulations. How has it been going for you so far?
All good.
I'm glad to hear that. And what do you...
I was going to catch a call real quick, but it already hung up. Go ahead.
Oh, if you need me to hold, you can just tell me too, okay? I can wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on one second. I'm gonna call him back on another phone. Hold on one second.
Okay, no worries. I'll be here. All right, no worries. Thanks, Rick. Uh-huh.
Yeah, y'all call me on my cell phone. That's kind of unusual.
Oh.
I usually get these calls on the office number.
I can, let me see where we got.
Hey, Tony.
Hey.
I couldn't click over. Hey, what's up?
Hey, we're wrapping up the Saginaw United Methodist Church. Got them up and going. And they have scheduled for us to come back out here Monday. Just put them on the board for Monday, then we're going to call them and see if we have time that we can come out here Monday. Morning.
Well, Monday morning we've got to stop Monday morning. We might could change it though. I wouldn't put them on the board, and we'll see. We'll try to change some things out.
Right. Not mentioning that we'll call them and get it scheduled.
Okay.
I was just saying Monday morning. I didn't know what was going on there, buddy.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Hey, Larry. Are you on your way in?
I'm away here, buddy.
Careful. Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. I understand. It's life. Do you need to get that as well?
Well, hold on one second.
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Telecom Wizards. Hello? No interest. That's a new and affordable dental plan. I probably should talk to them. God, we get those crazy calls all day.
I got a call the other day from somebody claiming to be from the sheriff's department with a very heavy accent. I did not believe them. And it was a heavy accent, and their name was, it was like Tony James or something that.
Listen, somehow I ended up on a list where they think I want to borrow some money. They told me one time how I ended up on this list. Without exaggeration, I get 20 calls a day. Of those 20, 15 of them with that really heavy accent, and their name are always like Scott or Ken. That really horrendous accent, which I have a problem with, so. But it starts with that, and then my name is Buffy, Buffy.
Yeah.
TV show and like that name.
It's so funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah, completely fooled us with that name, sir.
Yeah, exactly. It's like we know.
Well, yeah, just tell your name's Abdul and get it over with,
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time. First of all, congratulations on how long you've been in business for. What do you currently do now for marketing? How do you get new clients?
Well, after 30-something years, you get a lot of referrals, so that's the main
thing. I would assume so.
We did some billboards for a while, did pretty good off those. Years ago, we did some radio and did a tiny bit of TV stuff and just, first one thing and another. But right now, referrals and, do you know who Angie's List is?
I do.
I believe it or not, we get some pretty decent leads out of that. They're really cost-effective.
Oh, that's good.
Pretty good leads. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would assume, of course, you can't take on more work, right?
Of course.
Perfect. Now, the way that our listings work, so they are exclusive listings, which means that as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So we don't work with your competitors. These are calls that are going to go directly to you. Now, I did do a quick search online for your business, and a Google business profile isn't popping up. Have you gotten around to making one by any chance?
Well, I get 20 calls from them a day also. They alternate with the guys loaning for money at short, loan shark rates. And I never talk to them. I mean, it's just one after the other, and I never bother talking to them.
Ah, got it. Okay. We're going to want to get you set up with a Google business profile just so you have at least the Google presence, because right now when you look up your company, it's only in the organic side that you're popping up. So we want to have you pop up right there where the map is, you know, where the businesses in your area are, since a lot of people, you know, they use those. We also put you on the first page of Google based off of the services that you offer.
Let me interrupt you just a second. I may have to catch a call. Don't hang up.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Okay,
fact, it's an Angie lead. Here, hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello? Okay. Man, that was actually Angie's lead deal right there. They couldn't reach the customer. You have to press 1 to get to the customer. Press 1 and said they couldn't reach the customer right now. So you get an email right behind that with all the information. So.
Oh, anyway, nice. Okay.
Yeah,
well, at least it's working for you.
Yeah, it's not enough, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's where we come in.
Yeah.
That's where we come in. We deal with the number one search engine of the world, which is Google. You know, Google's where it's at.
Right.
Yes. So we'll put you on the first page of Google. It's where that local map section is based off of the services that you offer. You know, those are the keyword searches. Anytime somebody searches for one of those keywords, that's when your business pops up. So we do first page placement on Google, on Bing, and we run Facebook ads for your business. And the way that our Facebook ads work is we retarget the same people that were looking for your services. I don't know if you've ever experienced, you're looking at something online, then you do something else, and all of a sudden ads start popping up for what you were looking for.
Every day.
Yeah, so that's exactly what we do for your business. We retarget those people that were searching for you. Now everything is tracked through a dashboard, so you'll be able to see, you know, like how many people have been looking for you, clicks, calls, all of that's tracked. Now, price-wise, it is based off of a flat rate, so it is a month-to-month service, and there is absolutely no contract. It's just a flat rate of $249 a month.
Well, I find it, let me tell you, over the years, I've tried this. Hey, that's going to call in again. Please don't hang up because you
I'm here. Don't worry. I'm here.
Don't hang up.
Okay, I'm good.
Well, no, I clicked over. It won't click, so I guess they already hung up. It was Angie Lee's again. Are you on a cell phone?
This is a work line.
Okay. I screenshot it so you know it really was Angie calling in.
I believe you. Okay.
I've done this dozens of times. I'm not going to say hundreds because I don't know if it's 100. Every time I get a call like this, every one of them sounds too good to be true, and every single time it's too good to be true. So I want to make sure that I understand. So for $249 a month, I'm going to be on the front page, and I'm going to get some of those Facebook deals and stuff like that, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, what's the catch? There's got to be a catch.
I guess I would say the only catch is that in the beginning, it takes a little bit of time. So it takes 2 weeks for your ads to be up and live, or it's technically 1 to 2 weeks. And for your first page placement, it's a max amount of 30 to 45 days. I would say that's probably the only catch, because other than that, everything is just the way that I said it. We're doing search engine optimization. And just so you know, this package is typically higher. It's just, I did waive your setup fee and all of that. I mean, I like to help my people as much as I can. So, that's it.
Well, if we made a deal today, it's going to be 30 to 45 days before there's any chance I get a call.
No, not necessarily, because your Facebook ads will be live as soon as 7 to 14 days. So those are going to work for you as well. It's a combination of both that work.
Well, I mean, I want to do it, but I want to start getting some calls as soon as I can. When do you charge my $249 today?
We would charge it today to start processing everything. And just so you know, what it is that takes time for your first page placement is because Google has to mail you out a verification pin to verify the legitimacy of your business. So that's what actually holds up the process. Those are just Google's guidelines. But, I mean, we're going to work as quickly.
Yeah. How long does it take to get that?
As soon as we start running, we process everything, it's going to be getting mailed out to you.
Okay, so a couple of days?
Mm-hmm.
Three?
I would say 1 to 3 days. Mm-hmm.
All right. You don't mail many things then. You can't mail one next door in 1 day or 3 days.
to be mailed out. But yeah, I am going to email you out. I am going to email you out as well what will be needed to verify you, so you are prepared for all of that and we can get the process going. I mean, we move as quickly as possible, but, you know, it's still following those Google guidelines. But that's why we get you up right away on Facebook, 7 to 14 days, so we can at least get you some calls like that. So, I mean, what do you think about everything? You want to give us a shot?
Well, what is the name of your company?
It is called Local Splash. And let me actually I'm going to send you over our certification that we have with Google as well.
I don't have a Local Splash. Where is it?
It's local, like a local newspaper, and splash, like a splash of water.
Yeah.
And I sent you over a text message right now. That is a link to Google's site, and if you click on it, it shows you our certification and our company name is there. And if you look us up online, Local Splash, you'll be able to see our Google business profile and all our info and reviews, all of that's there.
20 years of experience. Where are you guys at?
We are in Fountain Valley, California.
Yeah. How come y'all call with the Arlington, Texas phone number?
It's a VOIP. It's the way that our system pretty much works. But if you call that number back, it still goes to our office.
Well, that's unusual. I get calls all day long. If you miss one or just knows you call back, they're disconnected. Just all kinds of weird stuff.
From my understanding, for a company to be legal, the number that they call from, it has, you have to be able to reach that company back. That's why if you call that number back, it'll go to our office. I can wait. Go ahead and take that.
Yep. Hold on. Hello? Richard, my name is Rick. I don't know who Richard is. No, wrong number. Okay, I want to do this, but I trust you who you say you are and all that. I mean, we're using a credit card, so if you're not, you know, we'll get them to stop it. But y'all are the real deal, Holyfield?
Yes, so everything is going to be given to you in writing. I get a security question from you as well, so you know your account is going to be secure with us. I do not get, after we get your credit card info, everything is encrypted, so we don't have access other than your last four of your card. But everything is going to be basically given to you in writing. So it's, and this is all done while we're on the phone. And I make your onboarding call time depending on your schedule, and we get everything going. So the basics that I will need is just the basic information of you, your company. Then I set up that onboarding call, get payment, and I email and text everything out to you. So it takes me about 10 minutes. Is that good enough time for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have the email you sent me yet, though. Let's see.
Text it to you. Did you?
Oh, you text it. Okay.
Yeah. Just check the text messages on your phone.
All right. Please click the following link. Confirm or status. Google partners. List to Google. Yakety yak. I'll come back. Let's see. Okay. We got that. Local Splash.
Yes, that is our certification with Google, since we are a premier partner with them. And that's pretty much letting you know that to get that certification, you need to meet certain requirements, provide certain results to our clients, all of that good stuff. You can even from there view our website. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, hey, we're in the telephone business. We do a lot of VoIP phones and IP phones and things like that, so what I'm fixing to tell you, you may already know. If you don't know it, you need to get it seen about, okay?
Okay.
Okay. From the time I said okay, how long was it before you answered? Almost immediately?
I mean, I would assume so.
You've got about a 4-second drop in packets. So I'm going to count to five. And when I say five, when you hear me say five, you can interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five.
Okay, yeah.
You got 3 seconds. That's why, do you have a lot of people seem like they're talking over you, or they're starting too quick, or they end? And do you have a lot of that during the day?
Sometimes it could happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is that what's going on?
Yeah, it's called drop packets. Are you calling from home?
I'm calling from a, it's a dialer, but I work from home. So it's.
Okay. Most people do, and that's okay. But you might tell your IP person or whoever takes care of that you have, customers and one of them that's what we do. But it's going to cause you more and more trouble as time goes on, because it's called drop packets. So when I quit talking, it's about 3 or 4 seconds, you know, catching up so that you can start. So that's what happens when I start talking. I stop. I go, oh yeah, I was going to tell you something else. Well, by then you've started talking again, and then I interrupt you. So you're going to have
got it
as it moves along.
So it's called drop packet, like a packet of paper.
Packet, P-A-C-K-E-T, and they're called drop packets, or you've got a real lull in there of some kind that's taking somewhere between 3 and 5 seconds. That doesn't sound like much, but that's an eternity when you're trying to have a conversation with someone. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. I'm actually going to send this over to I'm going to put this on my our IT chat. I'm going to have them take a look at it. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Have you not had it happen? Am I the first one to say anything?
You are, but I have noticed that at times it does happen where I will interrupt somebody or someone will interrupt me. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah, well, it's not being rude or arcadious or anything. It's just the timing is off between your end of your sentences and starting the next one. And again, if I start telling you something and I go, oh yeah, I was going to tell you something else. Well, by then you've started talking and then we're both going, I'm sorry, go ahead. No, you go.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you go.
Okay. And that does happen every so often.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate that. Yep. I mean, you're in the business, so yep. You know.
Yeah. Well, your IT guy, he'll know what I'm talking about. And there's things they can do. Is the internet at your home, do you have really strong internet?
Yes, I do.
Pretty fast. Okay. Well, it's probably not you then. It's either the router that they have out there or there's something between you and the switch that's taking too long. It doesn't bother me, but it's going to continue, and it usually gets worse. Once it starts in 3 or 4 seconds, then it's 7 or 8 seconds, then you're going to really know it then.
Okay. Because I know that I do have good internet, but the internet provider that I use, I know lags it sometimes. It's not the best. Because many times I have to restart my router or my modem because it's not... My internet just dropped,
yep.
So I have to just restart it. So I know it's not the best for that reason. So I should probably contact my internet provider as well then, right?
Yeah, tell him you're having the same problem. Probably when you're streaming movies, do you watch a lot of Netflix, things like that?
I do, yes.
It probably doesn't. It has to be really bad, but has it ever stopped, said buffering? You know,
yes, it does do that. It does.
Yep. That's because the internet is slow and it's having it's called buffering, so it'll stop. It'll call timeout so it can catch up. It'll get some more in.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get my internet provider down here then because I know I'm paying the second to fastest speed, that there is out there. So that shouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
I'm in California.
Yeah, where are you at? Oh, good
I'm in
Lord.
California.
California.
Yeah.
We don't talk to people in California. You told me.
I'm
good Lord.
California,
there's
okay.
There's two people that we don't talk to, California and New York. We don't know the difference.
I'm trying to get out of California. My family actually just left California and went to Texas.
Yeah, listen, there was a time, they may have caught up now, but for about a year and a half, it got to where it was almost impossible because all the U-Hauls and things like that would end up here. They'd have to be trying to get them back to California. I mean, you couldn't just say, like, I want to rent like a bobtail truck or a trailer or something. There ain't none.
Mm-hmm.
You just, we'll have one back in 2 weeks. And, you reserve one for 2 weeks or 3 weeks out. And I'm telling you, the highway was amazing. It's just everything had a westbound and an orange trailer hooked to the back of it.
It's because everybody was leaving.
Yep. It's like, I can't get out of here. Like, man. But I'm assuming that you're in a witness protection then. So that's why you haven't left.
Yeah. Well, I have my kids. My parents are still over here, and I don't want my kids to grow up without their grandparents. So that's why we stay here. But I have been talking to my husband. I want to move to like Arizona, even Nevada, like away from California. I just don't, it's too expensive here and it's just going away that I don't want to go. So I do want to get out of here.
You should get your kids out of there and give your parents some airline tickets. Give them your mileage or something. Hey,
I know.
Come see us anytime. We got to go.
We were literally talking about this yesterday. So
yeah.
It is a possibility sooner than later.
Yeah.
I will have that looked at. I'll figure it out with my IT and then call my my internet provider as well. So I do appreciate you letting me know of that. Now, when it comes to the actual package and everything, I want to make sure I have your information correct. Rick, is that is Rick short for anything or is it just Rick? R-I-C-K.
Just Rick.
Okay, perfect. And then Rick, what is your last name?
F-L-E-M-I-N-G.
Fleming?
Yes.
Perfect. And what is, oh, actually, I think I see your email address on your website. Let me see. I have support at Telecom Wizards. Do you want to do another one?
Telecom. Well, it's Telecom Wizards. Yeah.
Okay. Telecom. Okay, wizards.com. Now, for this phone.
Two M's, right?
Yeah, I got that down. I saw it just from your website, so that works perfectly. Now, you do have, so this phone number that we're speaking on is your cell phone, right? What is the office line?
817-744-8353.
Okay, perfect. All right, that'll be the office line. And company name, Telecom Wizards, just two words, right?
Right.
Okay, and the address that I have on there is the 709 Blandon Street in Fort Worth, Texas, 76111.
No, I don't know what you're looking at. It's not on our website, is it?
No, this address, let me see. No. The address on your website is 3277 Crabtree Street. Is that one the correct one? The 709 Blandon Street, by the way, it comes from Angie's.
Oh, wow.
Your cell phone, the number that we're speaking on?
Yeah.
That's on Angie's as well.
Oh, is that where you found us?
It's possible that's where we found you because I do have a few different tabs. I have your Angie's, I have your website, I have your Facebook. But if I called you, because, you know, you said that I called your mobile number. If it looks like the only place that your mobile number is on Angie's.
Well, that's okay because I like to get their calls first thing. You know, I don't like for it
to
go to the office and somebody write it down because, boy, those people make a decision like right now.
Okay, not a problem. And for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
Not right now.
Okay. Now, what jobs do you want to be found for? What services do you offer?
Man, you probably looked on the website and figure out how we wanted to, like, we do voice and data, cabling, fiber. Like I said, you can probably pick some things out of the website. You can see what we do and what would sound best for search words and things. Put in the word voice for sure, VOIP, and, you know, that kind of covers a multitude of sins. You know, you can get a lot of calls off that.
Okay, and so my marketing team is actually going to do research in your area to find what keywords are searched the most. So I'm just going to put down some of the services that you offer. So what I see online is the VOIP. I see networking, cabling, video surveillance, wireless, and IT solutions.
Man, that's it. That's what we do.
Perfect. All right, got that down. Now, for your onboarding call, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window. What does your availability look like? I'm all booked up today, but Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday?
Let's do Tuesday at, like, you know, mid-morning, you know, 10, 10:30.
Yes, I can do between 10 to 11 a.m. Does that work?
Perfect.
All right. I'll email that out to you as well when we get off the phone. Now, we're doing you your Google business profile. Is the business licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay. You have your Facebook page already. You have a website, which is great. What target areas do you want to get work from? You can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
Well, I mean, can you do like 100 miles around where we're at? Or do you need to know like specific names or something?
Let's get specific right. counties, because that might be easier since it's the, okay. those are the 100 miles, yeah. right? So what do you know what counties yeah. are in the area? Okay.
Yes. Tarrant, T-A-R-R-A-N-T.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm making sure I get the spelling correct for each one. Okay, I got that county. I'm ready for the next one.
Dallas.
Okay, that one's easy enough. Dallas, I'm ready for the next one.
Denton, D-E-N-T-O-N.
Perfect, I found that one. Ready for the next one.
Collin, C-O-L-L-I-N.
All right, I'm ready for the next one.
Parker.
Okay, Parker County, got it. Ready for the next one.
Johnson.
All right, ready for the next one.
Man, that's a pretty big circle right there.
Okay.
Dallas, what's this outside of Dallas? Erath, E-R-A-T-H.
Oh, perfect. Found it. Okay.
And man, I think that's it.
Okay. I'm going to repeat it real quick. Let me know if I'm missing anything. Erath, Johnson, Parker, Collin, Denton, Dallas, and Tarrant.
Yeah, that's with a D, right?
Yes. I have a D as in, okay. Let me just verify. Yeah. D-E-N-T-O-N.
Yeah, it sounds like you said Denton.
Oh, sorry. No, I got that down.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. Now, for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
Well, we're available for emergency calls 24/7, but you don't put we're open there. So 8 to 6, you know, Monday through okay. Friday. But then we do emergency calls, you know, 24/7.
Okay, emergency calls 24/7. Okay, perfect. All right. Now, for the card that you're going to use, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
Which do you care?
No, I don't. I mean, it makes no difference.
Okay.
I just put down. Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean that smart ass. It's just like I thought maybe you needed one instead of the other.
No, I put it down because I have, for your name, you know, I just have Rick Fleming. I don't know if there's a middle initial
yeah.
on the card.
Yeah. Let's do the one that has my name and the company.
Okay. Okay, that works. And is it also the 3277 Crabtree Street, the billing?
Yes.
Okay. And then what type of card is it?
Visa.
Okay. And I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
4246. 3153. 8738. 6525.
And the expiration?
0128.
And the security code?
259.
Perfect. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company. You can answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember the answer. You can either pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay. Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what is the name?
Hale, H-A-L-E.
H-A-L-E. Perfect. Now, I'm going to do the voice verification, so that's going to outline the service agreement. If you have any questions, please stop me. It is on a recorded line. Then I'm going to send you everything through email and also through writing. So for first thing, if you can please state the name of your business.
Telecom Wizards Incorporated.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Rick Fleming, President.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we are going to ask you that security question, and we're also going to call you from our office line, which is the 877 number. I'm going to send you a text message with that right now, and it also has my extension, so you can always reach me there if you have any questions or any concerns. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today in the non-refundable amount of the $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the second in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. We just ask that you contact us 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So you're going to receive everything through email and through text message. It says the card declined.
Hey, you know what? That's a brand new card.
Okay.
I've got two cards that came in, and I didn't, you know what?
You weren't sure which one? Well, I've done that before.
No, let's just do American Express.
Okay.
They'll go for it. Are you ready?
Give me 1 second. Yeah. Let me get back to the page. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah. It is 3713-047. 310-24003.
And when does it expire?
5/28.
Okay, 5/28. And the security code?
It is a 3 and a 4. Which one you want?
The security code from American Express, I think it's 4.
Yeah, 1303. It's got a 3 on the back, but I don't know why.
Huh.
Nobody ever
did you
that.
Say, well, can you repeat it one more time, please?
Yes, 1303.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I don't, with American Express, they like to be different.
A lot of places, won't take it. Like, you know, they're very independent. Boy, they're just like, and they charge more than anybody else. You know,
mm-hmm.
So that extra point or point and a half keeps a lot of people from doing it too. Man, I'm glad that happened on that Visa card. I need to call the bank right now and tell them I got it. I got it in the mail, just stuck it in my billfold and never called and told them I got it.
Yeah, you probably have to do it. You could probably do it online with them, but, or call them, of course, because
yeah,
that sometimes
can.
Makes it easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The last thing that I need you to do with you is going to be the terms and conditions, which is going to be what I told you, everything in writing that we're going to do for you. I'm going to text you the link right now, if you can open it up for me, please. And that's basically telling you in writing what we're going to do for you, which is we're going to do that Google business profile, optimize it for you as well. And then we're not doing a website or none of that. We are going to do Facebook ads, so it's included in there for you. What we charged you, which is just the $249, what we will charge you therefore after, which is just the $249, You can always put your account on hold. We don't charge you. Just call us 3 days before your billing is due. For example, that's if you get really busy. It also goes over the cancellation that you could cancel at any time. Just again, please call us 3 days before your next billing is due. And the only thing I need you to do, if you can check those two boxes, type in your name the way that it looks with the capital R and the F, and then just click confirm. It'll take you into what will be your dashboard.
Okay.
Okay. And then to verify, because I am processing everything, your phone call is, did you say Monday or Tuesday from 10 to 11?
Let's see. Oh, wait a minute. Hold a minute. I told you Tuesday, but hold on just a second.
Okay.
Tuesday's good.
Okay, Tuesday's good. Okay. I'm going to email that over to you as well when we get off the phone. Okay. Was it able to, did it take you into the dashboard?
Well, I'm typing in my name now, I guess, for the signature.
Okay. Cool.
Right.
So just making sure. Yes.
Okay. Confirm signature. Okay. Check the two boxes and then all that.
By any chance, do you have a capital R and capital F for your first and last name?
Yes.
Okay, and everything else is lowercase?
Yeah, I'm putting in my middle initial on this one. I probably should take it out.
Yeah, take it out because it's if it doesn't look the same, it won't take it.
Yeah, that never went, boy.
Perfect. Okay. I text you over also a YouTube video, which is going to show you how to use your dashboard. We're going to get your a username and password for your dashboard in about 3 to 5 days. From next week since, we have your onboarding call on Tuesday. But as of right now, everything is good. I have you down for a call on Tuesday between 10 to 11. You have our office line. Just save that on your phone. That's the number we'll be calling you from. And then you have my extension there, too. If you have anything, any questions or anything, please feel free to reach out to me. If I don't answer, leave me a voicemail, and I'll call you right back. Okay, Rick?
Promise?
I promise. We will still keep in contact.
Okay. So it took me where I put in my username and password.
Yes,
so
that's
going to
be...
Now.
No, don't worry about that right now. That's going to be your dashboard. We're going to get your username and password set up in the next few days, and we'll get you over those credentials so you can log in.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions for me? Oh, it will be. And again, contact me if anything, okay? We'll keep in touch. I'll speak with you on Tuesday. You have a lovely weekend.
Ditto.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Bye.